first time it was fathers, the last time it was sons. And in between your husbands marched away with drums and guns. And you never thought to question, you just went on with your lives. 'Cause all they taught you to be was mother's daughter's wives. And you can only just remember the tears your mother shed as they sat and read their papers through the lists and lists of dead. And the gold frames held the photographs that mothers kissed each night. And the door frames held the shocked and silent strangers from the fight. And the first time it was fathers, the last time it was sons. And in between your husbands marched away with drums and guns. And you never thought to question, you just went on with your lives. 'Cause all they taught you who to be was mother's daughter's wives. And it was 21 years later, with children of your own, the trumpet sounded once again, and the soldier boys were gone. And you drove their trucks and made their guns and tended to their wounds. And at night you kissed their photographs and prayed for safe returns. And after it was over, you had to learn again to be just wives and mothers when you'd done the work of men. So you worked to help the needy, and you never trod on toes. And the photos on the pianos struck a happy family pose. And the first time it was fathers, the last time it was sons. And in between your husbands marched away with drums and guns. And you never thought to question, you just went on with your lives. 'Cause all they taught you to be was mother's daughter's wives. Then your daughters grew to women, and your little boys to men. And you prayed that you were dreaming when the call of change their lives, seeing more to our existence than just mothers, daughters, wives. But the first time it was fathers, and the last time it was sons. And in between your husbands marched away with drums and guns. And you never thought,
well, here we are. Mothers, daughters, wives, brothers, fathers, sons. Humans, animals, the earth, all of us, paying a price in need of healing. And hopefully you'll get some of that right here on Arts Live and Local. This is Carol, your host. Very happy to be here and excited to be with all the fine artists, creatives in our community. It's November 22nd, and what can I say? The same thing I say all the time, that this show is dedicated to peace and healing in the world. Seems like it's getting harder, but we're going to do our part, each and every one of us. And special healing to Hope, with love, to Janet, Ruth L., Chuck, me, you, anyone in need of healing, with love. And a toast to the birthday and anniversary people. It is a very popular time for anniversaries. I don't know why. Margaret and Sharon, Margo and Rich, Dawn and Janice, Deb and Larry. And birthday wishes for Lois of blessed memory, Lois Morford, to Gail Starr. These are my fellow Sagittarians here. Gail Starr, Ed Overbay, Rex Zeke, Jin Lowry, and to the rest of you, happy unbirthday, or happy birthday for some other time during the year. And now, this is Carol with Arts Live and Local, and my first guest, gee, I should have prepped him to open with a song. Aha, uh-huh, I bet they could. We've got two voices of the many voices from the North Coast Chorale. Soprano Terry Miller. Hi, Terry.
Hi, Carol.
Who has been here numerous times. And alto, my voice, Nancy Word.
Hello.
Have you been here before, Nancy?
No.
Ah, okay. Hey. Welcome.
Thank you.
Sorry about that sun. No, I'm not sorry about the sun, folks. It's just
fine.
It happens to be in Nancy's eyes. I didn't expect it to come out. It's been a roller coaster today. Terry and Nancy are here as part of the North Coast Chorale, which has grown bigger and stronger in the last couple of years under the leadership of Vincent Centeno Jones. And they are part of the annual Messiah Sing-Along Play-Along. It is happening Sunday, December 1st. That is a week from this Sunday. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, how did this happen?
It snuck up on us.
It sure did. And it will be at the Charlene Larson Center for the Performing Arts, which, a.k.a. the PAC, on 16th and Franklin. And it is, in addition to a lot of fun, beautiful music, that even if you aren't into classical music, religious music, Christmas, anything, you have heard the Messiah, because it's all over the map, and it is some beautiful music. And it's a benefit for the Clatsop Community Action Regional Food Bank. And they'll correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's a free concert, and be positive for me. Don't come empty-handed. Bring something. You can, non-perishable food items. And I have to say, because I used to have someone from the organization come, even better, bring dollars. Mm-hmm. Bring a checkbook. Be generous, because they can turn our money into a lot more food then we can. We can't bargain at the grocery store. They can. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So, tell me, how long? Well, let me start with Nancy because she's a virgin on KMUN. I'm not going to accuse you. But Nancy, how long have you been part of the North Coast Chorale?
I just started this term, this September.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. Have you sung in the shower all your life, or did you
I've sung the Messiah three times and played in the orchestra once, so this will be my fifth time to do it.
So what instrument do you play in the orchestra?
French horn.
Which orchestra are you with?
I played when I was mainly in college and after college in the Walla Walla Symphony, and then there was a symphony in Los Angeles I played with, too. Oh.
So are you going to try to sing the Messiah and play the Messiah at the same time?
No, this time I'm going to sing alto.
Okay, okay. That would be challenging. You could do it with certain instruments, but not a French horn.
No.
No. Okay. And why did you just come to town? Is that?
Oh, no, I've been here since about 83.
Oh, my. What made you suddenly decide to join the
choir? Well, I was at the jam, at weekly jam at the senior center, and a woman came up to me and said, I had a strong voice, but I like to sing in the chorale. And I said, well, what day do you meet? And she said, Tuesday. And that happened to be a free day, so here I came.
See how easy it is, folks? I'm telling you. Just like that. That's terrific. Of course, it's kind of sweet because you had an audition at the Senior Center.
Yeah.
But actually, am I right? Is the North Coast Chorale audition?
No, there's no audition. They encourage anyone who wants to come to sing. And Vincent has been wonderful about teaching.
Oh, really? What about if you can't read music?
That makes it a little bit harder, but not something that you can't get over. You have a group to sing with, so you can usually pick up your part.
I love it. For full disclosure, I sang with the North Coast Chorale for 3 or 4 years.
I remember.
And I remember you. And my friend, I always stood next to Christina Burney, a blessed memory. And Christina was great because she was always on pitch. She read music. She also knew most of the stuff. And I used to have a good ear. And as long as I stood close to her, I can tell up and down, but not exact. Mm-hmm. It worked perfectly.
She was a perfect partner.
She was terrific. Yeah. Yeah. Got difficult when she wasn't there. But so, Terry, how long have you been with the chorale?
I moved down here to the beach about 2004, and I got involved in the North Coast Symphonic Band and also at the chorale just about that same time.
What do you play in the band?
I play oboe.
Oh, no wonder you're so familiar. I see you all the time. Okay.
In fact, it was kind of interesting. I started playing oboe because I was involved in a community production of the Messiah.
Okay, I thought you were going to say Peter and the Wolf.
Nope, the Messiah, and they had 10 flutes show up and no oboes.
Oh.
And I had played a little bit with it in high school, so I decided to try it, and sure enough, did it.
And stuck.
Yes.
And how long ago was that?
Oh, that was probably 25 years ago now.
Wow, terrific. So you're part of the North Coast Symphonic Band, and you too can't do both of those instruments.
No.
Some instruments people do, but not. So what, obviously both of you are into music, you appreciate music. Does that go for all kinds of music, Terry?
Pretty much. I would say that probably the only genre that I don't really like is country and western.
Okay, don't call in, folks. It's okay. She's entitled. Now, I used to say that too, but it's changed. It really has. The country genre has changed. We'll talk about it sometime. You'll have to listen to Marianne Myers or somebody playing, and you'll see, I like that. If you like folk, you can do that too.
I do like folk.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my thing. Nancy, mm-hmm. what's your connection to music? Why do you love it all? Or?
Oh, pretty much. Yeah. But I must say I'm pretty thin on rock I'm pretty thin on almost anything that was after 1980, actually.
Yeah, this group right here in this room, add our years together, and I'd say you're over 200 easily.
Oh,
we're over 200 years together in this room.
That's
pretty powerful if you think about it. And so have you... Between the time you sang earlier and this chorale, did you join any groups or did you even think about joining?
Well, you know, when you're working and you have five kids, there just isn't much time. But in recent years, I joined a ukulele group here quite by chance. And we played for a number of years before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met up with Corrine Bergholm, and she plays accordion, of course, you know.
Right.
And so I started playing with her, and I've been playing with her for about 7 years.
Playing.
We play at the Midsummer Festival.
Right, and what do you play with that?
Accordion.
So you play French horn, ukulele, and accordion. Those are three different body parts that you use.
Yeah, and I play guitar and banjo, too.
Oh, now the plot is thickening. See, if you played one of those, you could grab a guitar on stage and while you're singing.
Yeah,
you could do that, too. All kinds of things. Folks, it's a good time. You've participated before, Terry, of course, in this production.
Yes, many times.
How does it work for the audience? What should they bring or do? Or,
well, if you have your own personal copy of The Messiah, please bring it. But if you do not, they will have pages printed out for you of the choruses that will be there for you to sing along.
And do you know how the play-along works?
I think that they are pretty much have been there before and rehearsing somewhat together as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than just a drop-in for the day of the concert.
Okay. But if somebody is familiar with this music...
They could certainly come prepared and see if they can fit into the group.
Right. You can just ask.
Sure.
And you just stay away from the microphone if you're not sure.
So
do people stay in their seats or what? How does it work there?
Yeah. The audience is... You're singing from your seats... And the chorale will be on stage. And the orchestra is also on stage.
Okay. So the chorale doesn't infiltrate the audience. There was a time when that
There was a time that we did, but this time we'll be on stage.
Okay. It's probably more powerful with the chorale on stage, but it sure was fun having the chorale sort of all over the place and was helpful for novices. So... happening December 1st, and again, this is the North Coast Chorale annual sing-along, play-along of The Messiah, and that's Handel's Messiah, in case you weren't sure. You know, he also wrote Judas Maccabeus, which somebody someday might decide to sing, because it's also very beautiful, and exactly the same time. This year, mm-hmm. Hanukkah and Christmas come. Same day.
Oh, really?
It's pretty trippy. Yeah. 4 p.m. And do bring money or non-perishable food goods for the regional food bank. And how many folks are in the chorale these days?
For the whole chorale, we have about 60 members, but not everyone is going to be there for this. A lot of people will be out of town.
Right.
So I would say probably 40.
But I didn't know. It's really
gone. It has really grown.
That's quite wonderful. If somebody's interested in learning more and doesn't get an audition at the senior center, like Nancy, what should they do?
Just come on a Monday night.
Ah,
we meet at 6:30 on Mondays.
Tuesday.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Tuesdays.
Oh, I was going to say you changed. Okay, no, Tuesdays. 6:30 Tuesdays at the Larson Center. Okay, show up and you can. Now, what else are you doing?
We're getting ready for our Christmas or winter concert, I should call it.
Okay, and we have a couple of other people coming in for that. Give us the dates on that, just. And we'll.
That's December the 13th at 7 p.m. and December 15th.
That's Friday and Sunday.
Sunday,
yeah.
And the one on the 15th is at 4 p.m. There are some posters that went out already that say 3. Okay. That's an error.
Well, better that. Better people come early than late. So. And we'll have some other folks from the North Coast Chorale come and talk about that. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Nancy. I hope we'll see you back on the radio someday. And Terry, of course, and have a wonderful concert. And also, do everybody, since Terry was brave enough to, both of them were, to admit how they feel about various kinds of music, check out the KMUN.org. Find out when different programs, and listen for 5 minutes at least and see if you like something that you thought you didn't. I have learned so much about jazz that way. So thanks for coming.
Thank you very
Take
much.
Care. Terry Miller and Nancy Ward. Coming up, I've got some music from Megan Alder. She will be playing at the Sou'wester tomorrow evening. That's the Sou'wester in Seaview, Washington, and the shows are 8 p.m. No door price. Megan Alder. Alder.
I am happy in a small town. I want to breathe mountain air. Some believe in second chances, but I say fair is fair. You like living in the city, where the air is nice and warm. Everybody's got their problems, but I can't fix yours anymore. So I'm walking out that door. It was over when it started. It was over. It was over when it started. It was over. It was over when it started.
I feel that way a lot these days, trying to get back on my feet. Hope you're back on your feet. And that is Megan Alder, as in the tree, and she will be at the Shelburne tomorrow evening, that's Saturday, and shows start at 8 p.m. Lovely, lovely place in Seaview. We have so many fine venues here, and so many fabulous artists, including my next guest. Rachel Siegel is here. You have met her on the air before. She comes in different guises. Hi, Rachel.
Nice to see you, Carol. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
You bet. Well, you have small treasures for the AVA, and we need to clarify this and figure out what constitutes a small treasure. You know, I'm sure you're small, too. We've been called small treasures, but
yeah.
That's not what you had in mind.
Yes.
What's happening?
Yeah, so we're having a winter sale fundraiser. It's also going to be a party and celebration of the giving season. And for this, we were asking artists to submit and craft people to submit smaller works that could be given as gifts, you know, thinking along the lines of, hey, you could knit a sweater, you could knit a scarf, you could give us an ornament, you could make something out of clay like a mug, but also the traditional paintings, drawings, photographs, but in the smaller range. 10 inches wide. Yeah, it's not teeny tiny. It's reasonable. And, you know, it's in the spirit of small, people, you know, if things are a little longer, a little taller, we will take them. We just want to get everybody's lovely creative donations.
So do they have to be, does the giver of this to, so this is a donation from the artist to the AVA, which then will be sold to comes back to the AVA, which then does another one of its fabulous programs for the community. Does the artwork coming in need to come from the artist who created it, or can it be what do they call it? Rehoming art.
Well, you know, a few people have asked about that, and I think that's a possibility. You know, if somebody who owns some pieces wants to donate them, we're also having businesses donate items that are going to be auctioned as well. So we will also have some really fun gift items from local business supporters.
Tables and lamps? No.
No, no. More like maybe a night stay at a local hotel.
Oh.
Or maybe a dinner somewhere, but also, you know, goodies from other local businesses who have promised, you know, things that they sell, like a little gift basket of, of, you know, maybe things that you could eat or things that are, you know, giveable.
This is sounding more and more irresistible.
Yeah.
When is this happening?
Well, the event will happen on the weekend of December 14th and 15th. And on the 14th, it's Art Walk, and we'll be open basically all day from noon to 8 p.m. And we will have a festive environment, and people can come. There'll be an option to purchase things there immediately or to bid on things and come back later. And so there'll be kind of there'll be a way for you to take something home there and then if you want or to see how it
goes.
Silent
auction.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like a silent auction with a buy now price.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. You've got it.
Okay. I've been around these things before.
Yeah.
It's easy to get sucked in when there's so many wonderful happenings. Okay, so Saturday, December 14th is when it will open.
And we will have festivities. And, of course, we probably some of the artists will be coming and going, but we'll be there, and there'll be, you know, snacks and things, and it'll be very festive. And then on Sunday, we're going to have a party, a celebration from 3 to 5, where the auction closes out, uh-huh. and we have a little bit more goodies in terms of eating and stopping by. And
okay.
so the auction will close at 4:30, and then people can get their claim their goodies by 4:30 and be out of there by 5.
Okay, so if you are smitten by something on Saturday, you probably should grab it, because the silent auction, I'm just...
Yeah, you're just riffing.
No, I'm seeing, is this correct?
So well, yeah, there's all those opportunities. And say,
yeah, but if it's a silent auction and you love something and you put a bid on it Saturday and somebody else comes in and buys it, it's gone
yes,
Sunday.
It's true. So it's true. So Sunday's kind of like come back and see if there's anything left, or maybe yeah. there's going to be a lot of goodies.
Or pump your bid up.
Yeah.
If there's that.
Yeah. It,
okay. And some of these things are going to be, I kind of presuming, I don't know, are going to be very accessible.
Yes. I okay. hope we will have a range of really interesting items. This is a call out to artists too.
Right.
We'd love to see everything and anything that fits the theme. And we just appreciate the creativity in this community and the spirit of giving, and knowing that people's gifts will go to support our amazing programming, which includes the gallery, the artist residencies that we do, the art education programs we do. So we have a lot going on.
Do you do summer camps? Still?
We do. We have summer camps.
Okay.
We are delving into more art education, which I don't know if it's fully announced yet, but we've been working on some more art education.
What's the Miss B program? What is that?
Has been a way to support art education in the schools, and it includes high schoolers getting to learn and go on field trips and have educators come to the classrooms. And it's included high schoolers showing work at AVA. So
it's included a lot of great
yeah. programming. And
not just Astoria High School.
Yeah.
In the showing, and when you have that. So, and was that started by Noel and Pat?
Yeah, they're the big donors.
Right,
they've been very generous. So
yeah,
we
love
that.
They started that program and then
yeah.
kind of turned it to AVA, because there's bigger audience, more people get involved. Okay, so Rachel, what are you going to donate?
Well, I had kind of a fun idea.
Do you have small stuff?
Or? Well, I have lots of small stuff.
Okay.
And we're asking up to 6 pieces, and people can also receive up to 30% of their donation back as a way to pay for their materials.
Okay.
And their,
if they want.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
They can do 100%.
Right.
But if they feel
that's
like
nice.
They
yeah.
spent
yeah.
some time and money
good.
And they could get a little bit something back.
Good.
But anyways, I have a lot of things that I could donate, but I'm also hoping to make something unusual and unique, maybe some craft packages where I put together things that people can make themselves. So one thing was sort of little felted animals, and so I don't know if I'll get it together, but that's what I was hoping to have these.
So you would have all the parts together in
yeah.
like a little kit.
Little instruction kit.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know, like here's a sewing needle, and here's the thread, and here's the,
oh, piece, I love that.
The pieces of fabric, and here's the pattern, and cut it out. And
that can be all different ages too.
Yeah, so I thought
cool.
that would be a really fun gift, and giving someone else the ability to play and be creative, and
nice.
Putting out a little tiny roadmap of that. So that was
I like it.
What I'd like to do, but honestly, I have not put it together yet. So, so
well,
yeah, ideas,
you
ideas,
have,
ideas.
You have a couple of weeks, so you're okay. What is the? It's art walk. On the 14th.
Yeah.
So is the show that's going to be on in the gallery, is it going to be the Small Treasures?
Well,
because they're going to disappear on Sunday.
Yeah, so we're taking the month off, which has never really happened. After that comes down, maybe there'll be some pop-ups. Maybe something else will happen the end of the month. But basically, the gallery gets really quiet in the end of December, and the weather's not so good. And I think all of us can use the break. So I think it's just we decided that maybe we'd keep kind of on the down low.
Okay. And, well, I just realized, because she said it's Art Walk, but everything's leaving on Sunday. So I thought, wait a minute, that's empty walls. Okay, that's time for a meditation space. Although I have to say, folks, if you can get over to the AVA now,
Yeah, it's a great time to get there.
Does it close at 3 or 4?
It's
3:30.
It closes at 3.
Okay, but, so tomorrow.
That show is so amazing. Fast.
This is Iris Dares and all her friends. And it's...
Matter Red.
Matter Red. Matter is the color, the plant from which the red comes. Iris is known for indigo, but this is matter. This is a new stage, and it's quite... a fascinating show, and I don't want to give it all away.
I think people need to go.
And Duane.
Yes.
That's important. The beautiful big blue building. AVA has the corner spot. It's perfect. You can peek in the windows and the door. Can't see everything that way, but you can get a start. So is this show up? Is Matter up until?
It will be up until it has. It has. I think that means it has two more weekends.
Okay, so it's Friday,
Saturday, Sunday. Normally, we're 11 to 3.
Okay,
and come on out and see that, because it is a really amazing installation, and it's got such a great feel in there, and I think people
and
will be
pleased. And it's interactive, that's all I'll say in terms of. Yeah. What else?
Speaking of meditations, we have a show about meditation coming up for in March that is being organized.
You'll come back. So that's somebody will come
back. Yeah, and we've got a lot of good stuff coming up. And that's what the funding will go to, that you support by coming to Small Treasures and giving to Small Treasures.
Okay, so right now, the reason you want to come on early is to let artists and friends know that this is your opportunity to donate. This is, I find this a fabulous way to give up some of the treasures that I have in my home, don't have room for, but I'm not quite ready to give them to the thrift store. And now I get to give them to my gallery, and someone else in the community is going to love them.
Wow, that's a nice way of regifting. I love it.
It's exciting. Okay. Thank you so much, Rachel Siegel, artist and board member from the Astoria Visual Arts. What's the website?
It's AstoriaVisualArts.org.
Very simple. Small Treasures, winter fundraiser, December 14th and 15th. And go to the website and figure out how to get them your stuff, or make sure to go and buy.
The dates are the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, right before. We've got drop-offs from 4 to 6 on Tuesday, 10.
That's okay. Yeah. You better go to the website, because it's too much information.
Okay, yes. Come on by that week, and we will take your lovely treasures off your hands and redistribute them.
And we'll check on Rachel, see if she got her kits together. Okay, thanks so much for coming in, Rachel.
All right.
Take care. One more fabulous guest coming up, and also a piece of music that is extremely relevant to my life, and, well, you'll see. Thanks for being here. This is Arts Live and Local, KMUN, your community radio station. Carol here.
In the fall of the year, when you feel the winter near and the days are clear, it surely isn't good to sit by the fire and want to stoke it higher when you should be cutting more wood. From November to March, the winter winds are harsh on the field and the marsh. They're covered up with snow when you trudge to the shed. You have to shake your head because the dad blame pile's getting low. On wood, firewood, there's not a stove in the world that's gonna do you any good without wood. Be out cutting more wood. When the kindling is dwindling, the bottom logs get soggy. Those ricks of sticks and racks of stacks, they make you wonder where they go. Barnfuls of armfuls, they only last a week or so, and then you'll be hurting for wood. Well, the sassafras, it burns too fast. It starts the fire, but never lasts. And swamp oak likes to smoke. You blow it till you think you choke. And hickory is just the tree to remind you of the ecstasy of having a pile of good wood. I said wood, firewood. There's not a stove in the world that's gonna do you any good without wood. We could. You should be out cutting more wood. Well, the Scandia and the Yodel brands are made so far across the sea. The Fisher kind and Timberline are made here in this country with all the rest but to the test. The one I like the very best, the one my Uncle Wade, he made for me. He took an oil drum and welded some piping from the septic tank, and fore and aft he cut a draft, and then he made a damper crank with an old broom from the back room, and he painted it fire engine red and said, now watch her consume your wood, firewood. There's not a stove in the world that's gonna do you any good without wood. We could. Out cutting more wood. When the spring rolls around and I spade the muddy ground, I have often found I lay my saw away, the shed is empty, and yet you can make a bet that I'll forget to be cutting more wood. The old timers say to split a little every day and stack it away to season well. But from March to November, I rarely do remember. December will find me in a rut.
In a rut.
Without wood, firewood. There's not a stove in the world that's gonna do you any good without wood. Some.
What do you think your saw's for?
You can always use some more wood, 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 wood.
Okay, folks, that's Priscilla Herdman again with more wood, and I want to make a very clear statement. That's from her album, Herdman Hills and Mankson Voices Winter. Very clear statement that we're talking about cutting wood that is down. Like if you just went through that storm, you might have a whole tree that's won't be ready to burn until next year. But we don't go out and cut trees just to fire them up. And my next guest can tell you all about that. And she uses wood in a different way, spiritually, artistically, creatively, and also as part of her medium, the wood panels, correct?
Uh-huh.
So, Sarah Moen, is that how you pronounce it?
Moen, yes.
Moen. You make two syllables. Oh. It's only four letters, M-O-E-N.
That's right.
But it gets to be Moen. I have been fan of Sarah's work for years. I had no idea who she was, but I loved what she did, and you may recognize her work if you see, when you see it, I should say. Right now, she is going to be opening as part of a show at the Hoffman Gallery in Manzanita, and the show is December 5th through the 28th, Thursday through Sunday open. The reception is December 7th. Is the Legends and Spirits of Short Sand Beach, is that the name of your part of the exhibit.
That's right.
Okay. So, let me just mention there. Kyla Shogren is part of the show. She is a textile design person, corporate. But when she's here and making her art, she uses natural fibers and pigments. And there's a whole bunch of, well, at least three. I'm not sure if there's a bunch, but ceramic artists who are going to be contributing to the show with vases. Kathleen Canis, Roberta Lampert, and Barry Calvaries. Sarah.
Yes.
You are a visual artist, but you're also a textile artist, aren't you?
Yeah, I have a long background in textiles. I worked as a seamstress for many years, and I still do work part-time here at Shift Wheeler here in Astoria.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, I do the cutting mostly for them.
Were you making art with your textile work too? Or
I kind of made a big switch in a way. I was really devoted to sewing for so many years, and I always was a creative person in different ways, but I finally made a decision that I wanted to get back to art and to drawing, and so that's what I've done just about 3 years ago or so. That's when I really started this and found charcoal drawing and started experimenting with doing it on wood.
There
and
you go, folks. There's part of the wood.
Yeah.
And your subject matter is often
the natural world, right around here.
Yeah.
Very close to us.
How do you get such incredible detail? It's so fine.
Yeah.
And charcoal, in my mind, doesn't lend itself to that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that. They seem surprised by that. But I mostly use charcoal pencils, which I can get sharp. And instead of, usually you think of those big fat sticks.
Of course, you're right.
And I do use those too, to some degree. Yeah.
So you had been making art before you got into sewing. Was sewing something you grew up with? Or what attracted you to sewing?
Yeah, I used to... I don't know, like when I was young, like in my 20s, I was drawing and doing some painting. That's just for myself. And I love to sew. And I got, at some point, I think I made a real conscious decision that I wanted to just focus on one thing because I wanted to be good at something. And I chose sewing.
Discipline.
But, and I did it for many, many years and I got good at it and I still like it. But all of a sudden now I don't know. It happened, actually. I moved here from Portland some years ago, 8 years ago, and things started to change for me. I don't know. It's just like you never know what path you're on sometimes. But
well, I just jotted down something, and I want you to just kind of fill this out.
Okay.
Tree roots, nurse logs, ancient animal spirits, human dramas. Those are my cliff notes.
Yeah. Okay. So you took those out of the artist statement that I wrote for this show and for the series of drawings that I did at Short Sand Beach. I think most of your listeners know where that is, but that's
Oswald State Park area.
Mm-hmm. And I'd been wanting to do a series of drawings from that spot for a little while now. Like it was kind of like on my list. And I'd spent a little time there one day, like a couple years ago. And I was seeing these just fantastical looking tree creatures, these trees that were growing from nurse logs. And they're just... they
just
had
out on the beach?
No, well, on the trail that leads to the beach. Okay. You go through that forested area, and it's an old growth forest. Mm. It became a state park like in 1931. So it's been like preserved, forest for 90 years or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's just beautiful. It's so beautiful there. So I was seeing all these interesting trees, and I knew that I wanted to do a whole series of drawings someday, and so this seemed like the best time to do it for this show.
So where did the animal spirits and
okay,
human
so yeah, so
come
I was
in?
Seeing these trees that were, some of them reminded me, they looked to me like mythological sea creatures, or and so I was wanted to just play with that as a theme, and I started to think of them as like each subject that I chose, each tree, most of them are individual trees, are like the spirit of an animal was now living in this tree and giving it its shape. And it just, it was fun to think about while I was there. And it was, it made me just think a little bit about just the idea of mythology and how, just kind of how interesting and fun that is to consider that there could be things going on that we don't understand completely.
I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Okay.
I think for those of us who live here, you can't help but believe that there are spirits in
the forest. Feel the magic, right?
Trees. Yeah. Absolutely.
I feel that way in forests in particular. Yeah. I think forests are my favorite kind of habitat to be in, and therefore to draw, I guess. But it just feels like there's so much going on, like,
and they're not wide open. There's all these secret spaces.
Yeah, yeah. So deep and yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So absolutely, I'll have to get you out to Brownsmead sometime.
Yeah. I would love to
take a look at the
or
not a look so much as a feel what comes through. So your process in creating these. Do you take photographs or?
I do, but I also do some of the drawing on site.
On site.
I don't do all of it there, but, and we like to call that plein air.
Okay.
It means, you know, doing the work on site from life outside. And that's been a big part of my development as an artist, is doing that. And it helps you to capture that feeling of a place. And it's great fun. It's great fun to work.
I love this.
There.
We're in the middle of the storms and
yeah.
And Sarah Moen is my guest. She's talking about great fun being outside in plein air, making art. You don't have to keep things dry after all.
This one I had almost a year to work on this, which was pretty luxurious and great. So I started in the early spring, and I had a lot of rainy walks, just looking around and looking for my subjects, and then worked up until, well, I'm still working, actually. I'm almost done with the very last drawing.
Oh, wow.
Yep, almost done.
Well, that's good, because you do have, how much time? Not much.
No.
Okay. A week and a half.
It'll be fine, though.
Oh, I'm sure it will. You have shown, I know you've been at AVA and at Maiden Astoria also.
I have work at Maiden Astoria, and I will be doing, my next show will be at their gallery for sure. I don't have it scheduled right yet, but, and then I had a show at Cambium as a year ago.
Yes, right. So, and this is great. But these are all in these are all in Astoria.
Yeah.
How did you connect up with the Hoffman?
The Hoffman. I saw that they were every year they have a call for artists to apply. It's in like an application process with them, and then they make their selections for the whole following year. And I just wanted to go for it. I really I like that gallery a lot. It has a nice feel to it. And yeah, I had been showing in Astoria, and it seemed like a great way to kind of push out a tiny bit further.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's also depends. Maiden Astoria and is a tiny gallery full of fabulous stuff.
Yes.
And then Cambium is not a big gallery. They have a huge workspace, but it's also a small. And AVA is convoluted, but good. But you, I don't think you did a solo show there, did you?
No, I did two shows there that were both group shows, so I didn't have to do a ton of work, but that's where I started.
So that's, well, this is also a group show. But
I'm really
not that many people. Right. It's just two visual artists.
I'm really happy to be showing with Kyla and with the vases, the ceramics, too. It's going to be a nice mix of natural materials.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking. It's all natural material.
Yeah.
Do you have any sense of, are you happy where you are now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I am.
Keep making.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah.
I would like you to describe one of your, the round pieces, because you have some extraordinary scenes in this show. They're just entire tableau of forest. But then you also have just a cut of wood with all the detail in it. How does that work for you?
The which pieces?
I don't have it in front of me. I don't have a card. I saw it on online, but I've seen your work before.
Okay.
Where?
Oh, are you thinking of Alana? She was an artist that I showed with at the AVA, and our pieces were right next to each other. And she had the round; they looked like a cross cut of a log. And then I love her work a lot, and we looked really great next to each other.
We worked together very well.
Yeah.
But you do more tableaus.
Yeah.
Entire.
Yeah, just, yeah.
Okay.
But on actual wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how does that differ from working on canvas?
Well, I don't think I can go back now. I just like the feel of it so much and the texture and just... And the look of just seeing the wood grain and I don't think just drawing on like paper just feels weird to me now, like it's
boring.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
got nothing to offer.
Yeah.
Well,
so
it's,
I want to see how far I can go with this, you know, and keep it.
And also you're working on wood, and you're working of wood.
Yeah.
And it's.
Like I'm working, it's about wood and it's on wood. And also charcoal, it was once wood. So
right.
There you go.
Whoa. Shh. And I'm glad I played that wood song.
Love that you found a theme song for me.
There we go.
That was great.
My guest, Sarah Moen, charcoal on wood panels. And do you have a website?
I do. It's sarahmoenart.com.
Okay, and Moen is Moen.
Mm-hmm.
SarahMoenArt.com. Charcoal on wood panels. The show is at the Hoffman Gallery in Manzanita. The reception is December 7th. The show opens on December 5th to the 28th. The Legends and Spirits of Short Sand Beach. Beautiful. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Carol.
And we'll see. I'm looking forward to seeing your show.
Thank you.
Okay. Folks, it's time to go. Just to tell you that Grimm's Spectacular-thon is on. The Coaster is opening Irving Berlin's White Christmas tonight. And Sou'wester Megan Alter. Bagpipes this weekend. Don't miss the bagpipes. Thanks for being here. See what you can do about making peace, please.
This is KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, and streaming live at KMUN.org.
Support for KMUN programming comes in part from the historic Liberty Theater in Astoria. From live shows to special events, it happens at the Liberty. For more information, visit libertyastoria.org.